This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Tunbridge Wells has welcomed more than 300 Ukrainian refugees since the war began. Once hosts have been found and travel and visas arranged, there are still challenges for those arriving. Tunbridge Wells Borough Council is working closely with Kent County Council and local charities to resolve key issues, as Tunbridge Wells Refugee Support Group's Debbie Hayes explains.
So one of the challenges that William Benson and Greg Clark are really trying to push forward on is the school places. Clearly, you know, we've got a lot of schools in Tunbridge Wells, but a lot of schools that are full, so they're working their magic, and I'm sure they'll do wonders over the summer.
Whether looking for a job or starting a new school, the language barrier can be problematic. Tunbridge Wells Ukraine Refugee Support Group's Julie Nichols has been setting up English classes for arriving Ukrainians eager to learn the language.
Tunbridge Wells Welcomes Refugees has been working in the town as a charity, and they're still busy supporting other refugees from Afghanistan and Syria. And we got involved as a sort of subset of that group. And they've basically asked us to take over and run setting up classes for the Ukrainian guests. We've got adult classes set up now, so there's three sessions a week in different locations across the town, two during the day and one in the evening, and we have creche facilities at some of those. And we are just setting up teen classes.
While mastering the language is a key part of the integration process, it is also beneficial for Ukrainian children to mix with their British peers before starting school, an initiative the support group's Alex Sadier is working on.
We're looking at definitely helping kids to learn English, some art clubs, integration with other kids, British kids living here in area. We're looking also at drama and film after clubs.
The summer clubs will not only be great fun for those taking part, but the support group's Ellen Kent also believes they play a vital role in the integration process.
First for us is about trying to give them a sense of belonging and make them feel quite safe, and also to help with their well-being. We also think that kids are the heart of a family unit, and by integrating the children, I think we will naturally integrate the wider family group. But also I think we're finding, as the process is a little bit slow, as people slowly arrive into Tunbridge Wells, they'll probably arrive, the children, approaching the summer break, therefore they won't be integrating with children. So I think it'll be really good to sort of get them into some sort of preschool activities, integrating with other children, maybe participate in some British sports prior to getting into school, and just really preparing them really, and to make them feel not alienated and part of our community.
The team at the Tunbridge Wells Ukraine Refugee Support Group are working tirelessly to ensure new arrivals settle as quickly as possible. But for these wonderful initiatives to happen, they need your help.
We've got Alex and Ellen who are looking at the whole kids integration piece through the summer. So we need teachers and volunteers who are willing to come and man those integration clubs and sessions as and when they're put on. We need organisations that might want to volunteer from a sport perspective, you know, for instance, we've got someone from Beavers, you know, Scouts, etc. That might be great if anyone wants to come forward there. We need ESOL teachers. We've got lots, but our classes are getting booked up. So more ESOL teachers, because I can see that Julie's, you know, going to want to put on more classes.
If you can help with the clubs or the English classes, do get in touch with the team at TW4Ukraine, that's FOR Ukraine, at outlook.com. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.